Jesus didn't bring back anything from that death realm. Anything and everything that was in that death realm stayed there. He did not resurrect and said, now sickness, you can reign again. No, no. He did not, when he was resurrected, he left all of that there. And he wants you and I to come to a place where we know that we've been delivered just like he has. Can y'all hear me tonight? Just like anything in that death realm can't touch him, it shouldn't be able to touch you. But nobody told me that. And what we fail to understand to walk in this is the process. Because I don't know everything. T, when you were 6 years old, did you know at 6 years old what you know now? There's a process. This is why the enemy always doing his best to discourage you from taking time getting in here and let the Holy Spirit teach you. This is why he cleverly get people so caught up in themselves they don't understand when the scripture says, don't you forsake to assemble yourself together. Because those are valuable times. Those are precious times. Those are times you shouldn't forsake, because Holy Spirit wants to assemble and talk. He wants to assemble and you learn and you worship. He wants your worship. But he wants to impart. He wants to impart something to you every time you assemble. He has something to give you a deeper insight, a clear understanding, so you can walk this walk. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So where I stop at verse, okay, here we are. Here we go. I'm going to read this verse again. Only within, this is verse 11, I believe. Only then will I be able to experience, when I understand that everything he died to, everything that he was set free from, I was too. You were too. God, by his grace, has brought forth his plan, his life to his man, that you could be like the first and better than the one that failed. Hallelujah. And this is why we pray, we talk, we conduct ourselves in a way that's out of line with the word, because we don't really fully understand what have taken place. So only then, when I understand everything I was when I got born again, everything I was is gone. I'm not guilty of anything. I'm not a sinner any longer. And when I learn who I am, the less I will sin, because I realize I'm not a sinner. Somebody has been telling me all my life, you're a girl, but you start teaching me, you're male, you're man, you're male, you're of the males. And the more I learn, the better I can act like a man. Can y'all agree with that? I mean, they're trying to teach men to be just the opposite, and girls to be just female, to be just the opposite, to be a male. That's so dumb. For somebody to even be... But you can see how clever the devil is. If he can do that in the natural, you think about what he's trying to do to you in the realm of the spirit. He don't want you to get this revelation of who you are, that you're really one with the Lord. He don't want you to get, you're really just like Jesus. Amen. And he don't want you to find out how to achieve that and grow up and become that. He wants you to stumble over religion and tradition and all this other stuff and all this other stuff that gives you nothing. When you ought to be in the book, on your face, spending time saying, Holy Spirit, I'm a good student, teach me. So let me go on. Let me read it again. Only then will I be able to experience a complete oneness with him. In his resurrection from the realm of death, keep going. I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness. See, he admitted. Acquired what? The absolute fullness that I am pursuing, but I run with what? Passion. Come on, talk to me. In his what? Abundance. So that I may reach what? The purpose that Christ Jesus has called me to fulfill and want me to discover. See, he wants you to discover this. Whew. Hallelujah. And you won't discover this just remembering a few scriptures in your head. You got to get it in your spirit. Amen. It got to get in your spirit. Keep on going. I don't depend on my own what? Strength to accomplish this. And this is what has been happening. We have been trying to accomplish this in our religious thinking, our own strength, human effort. What they said. And the Bible said you ought to check it out. You ought to search the scripture and talk to Holy Spirit. Is this true, Lord? This Holy Spirit teach me, show me what is true and what's not. And I don't. You shouldn't be trying to study the word in your own strength. You shouldn't be trying to study the word because of some traditional way you were brought up. You ought to say, Holy Spirit, I'm available to you. Am I talking to anybody tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. If you do, you're going to get off. However, I do have one compelling focus. What is it, Paul? I forget all of the past. I have fastened my heart to the future instead. I'm forgetting all that. Why would so many people are always talking about the past and what happened and you done this to me and that. You best thing you do is forget it because you can't go back and change it. I'm not talking to anybody. I can fasten myself to this and focus in on this so I can learn so I won't do that. I did that and it didn't work, so I should have learned from that. So I'm going to focus to learn what to do. And Holy Spirit said, thank you. I've been wanting to tell you that. I've been wanting to teach you that. So however, I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past. And I fasten my heart to the future instead. Keep going. I run straight for the what? Divine invitation of doing what? Reaching who? The heavenly goal. And what else? And gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. So let all who are fully mature, see, babies will keep playing in the mud. They keep making mud pies. You know what they make the mud pies on these cell phones now? That's their mud pie. We didn't know what a cell phone was back then, so it made mud pies and that kind of stuff. That's what we had to play with. Okay. So let all who are fully mature have this same passion. And if anyone is not yet what? Gripping. Yet gripping by this desire. Gripped it, should I say, gripped it by this desire. God will do what? Reveal this to him. God will reveal this to him.